तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। दैवी एषा गुणमयी, दैवी एषा गुणमयी, मम माया दुरत्यया,
मम माया दुरत्यया,
मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते,
मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते,
माया मे तां तरन्ति ते,
माया मे तां तरन्ति ते,
दैवी एषा गुणमयी, मम माया दुरत्यया, मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते, माया मे तां तरन्ति ते, नमां दुष्कृतिनो मूढाः,
नमां दुष्कृतिनो मूढाः,
प्रपद्यन्ते नरादमाः,
प्रपद्यन्ते
नरादमाः, मायया परतज्ञानाः,
मायया परतज्ञानाः,
आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः,
आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः,
नमां दुष्कृतिनो मूढाः, प्रपद्यन्ते नरादमाः, मायया परतज्ञानाः, आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः, चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां,
चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां,
जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन,
जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन,
आतो जिज्ञासुरत्तार्ति,
आतो जिज्ञासुरत्तार्ति,
ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ,
ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ,
चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां, जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन, आतो जिज्ञासुरत्तार्ति, ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ, तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः,
तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः,
एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते,
एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते,
प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम्,
प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम्,
अहं स च मम प्रियः,
अहं स च मम प्रियः,
तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः,
एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते,
प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम्, अहं स च मम प्रियः, उदारा सर्व एवैते,
उदारा सर्व एवैते,
ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम्,
ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम्,
आसितस्स हि युक्तात्मा,
आसितस्स हि युक्तात्मा,
मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्,
मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्,
उदारा सर्व एवैते, ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम्, आसितस्स हि युक्तात्मा, मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्।
Week we saw verses 12 and 13, where the Lord says, whatever nature that are, sattvika, rajasika, tamasika, we know as from me only. They have come from reality, Brahman. I am not in them, but they are in me. Deluded
by these natures. These natures mean sattva, rajas and tamas. All the three gunas. The lowest tamas, the mediocre rajas and the best of the qualities, sattva. All these three, deluded by these three natures, composed of the three gunas, all this world does not know me well. Brahman is saying, the world doesn't know me well. As above them and immutable. Now, I give you the example to explain this, of the example of big circle and small circle. So the big circle is saying, the small circle is in me,
but I'm not
in, and I'm not in this small circle. Why is he saying this? Who is speaking here? It's not Mr. Krishna. It is Paramatma, Brahman speaking as it were in the form of Krishna. The difference between Lord Krishna and us is, Lord Krishna is identified with the Paramatma within. We have identified with the gross. He is identified with the subtle. So he says, the big circle is speaking, saying the small circle is in me. The Prakriti is in God. God is not in Prakriti. In the sense, when we get lost in Prakriti, God consciousness is gone. We are lost in the worldly quagmire of perception, emotions and thoughts. Right? But when we are in divinity, the Prakriti is very much there. There I gave you the example of a Mahatma. Where though he is very much in, rooted in the spiritual truth, within him or her also, the Prakriti is functioning. Hunger is there. All these natural things are continuing. But he, even though for hunger he gives food to his body, he doesn't lose the God consciousness. Right? So to say that, in a way you can say that big is also in the small to that extent. Big circle is, little portion of the big circle is there in the small circle to that extent. But he doesn't want to give that notion at all. Then what will happen is, we will start justifying our stance. I am seeing Paramatma in the worldly things. Right? But actually we are very much in the worldly things. So he calls such people as deluded. Deluded meaning, I explained to you the word deluded by the example, with the example of Kalidasa story. What did Kalidasa do?
Trying to cut it.
He was sitting on a branch of a tree and cutting the very same branch. Isn't it? So in other words, we are also doing so many actions, thinking that it is going to give us peace and bliss, but ultimately getting suffocated. So people are lost in these three gunas, and in these three gunas he is also including sattva. If the tamas and rajas can be compared to iron chain, sattva is gold chain. Whether you are bound by iron chain or gold chain, chain is chain, bondage is bondage. But in this there is one more danger. What? At least when you are bound by iron chain, you sometimes have feeling that I am bound. But when you are bound by gold chain, the ego is there. You compare, you see yourself with other people. All these people are inferior, they are bound by something, I am superior, something great. Therefore I have been given
gold
chain. Pavitra Ahankar. In fact, the danger is more when you get involved in goodness. Please understand, the depth of divinity is beyond the bad and good. The depth of divinity is beyond the bad and good. Therefore, we must stand in between and deliver. You can't get lost in good. If you get lost in good also, you are lost. It's not that you are lost only when you are lost in bad. When you are lost in good also, you are lost. Got to stand in between. In fact, people who are lost in good, thinking that they are more in dharmic activities, they hardly get to real truth. They are more satisfied. Therefore, you have to understand that goodness also one has to drop. She pointed this out in the very first chapter when Arjuna said, Sena yoru bhayor madhye ratam sthapayame achyuta. Take my chariot and place it in between both the armies. The negative propensities and the positive propensities. One should not get involved in the unselfish actions also. One should be selfless. What is to be done? Do it as an ambassador of divinity. Rather than saying, I will do this good thing, I will get involved in it. Like I pointed out to you, many times, if you are involved in goodness, goodness means you want to serve somebody, but there are no takers, nobody wanting your service. Not because they don't want your service, they are full. You have decided to give food to all the needy, but everybody is full. They say, we are full, we don't need food. You get highly agitated. Because the focus was more in you giving. Though it was giving. So that is why we say, in fact, the fourth chapter I pointed out to you, he talked about 12 yajnas. There one of the yajnas was Dravya Yajna. What is Dravya Yajna mean?
Giving wealth.
Dravya Yajna means yajna of wealth. When you give your wealth to anything, your wealth could be anything. When you give your wealth to the needy, your wealth is sacrifice, their wealth is increase. But it will become yajna, not simply because you have parted with your wealth. It will become yajna only when
someone takes.
Not there, but you are giving, not the giver.
You understand that God is giving it through you.
To worship.
And God is taking it to you. Excuse me. But if you act like worship, that I am giving. There's an interesting story that Swami Dhananji says. A fellow in South India, he was going to, he's not married, so his parents have, like those days, arranged marriage. So they're taking him to see the girl, they're taking him to the girl's house. He is dressed up nicely. In South India we call him Mopla, means he is going to be the bridegroom. So he is dressed up nicely and everybody else is accompanying him, friends and relatives. While they are going, one car goes fast and some slush is hit on him. Slash is on him. And his clothes are all dirty now. So what to do? He exchanges clothes with his friend. He is wearing his friend's clothes. And his dirty clothes is worn by his friend now. On the way, the village, he's going to see the girl in the village. So many people are asking, where are you all going? Saying, we are going to that house to see the girl. Achcha, then who is the bridegroom here? Right? So then, the fellow who is wearing the dirty clothes, he is wearing the clothes actually originally was the bridegroom's. So he is telling him, this fellow who is wearing these good clothes, he is the bridegroom, but the clothes he is wearing is mine. Like that 10 times, 20 times, everybody who meets, who is asking, he goes on repeating. Finally, this fellow, the bridegroom says, Baba, please take your clothes. Right? In other words, the mindness you have not given up. You have given the clothes, but the mindness you have not given, then it doesn't become yajna. तेरा तुझको अर्पण क्या लगे मेरा प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज यज्ञा भाव यू अंडरस्टैंड सो द्रव्य यज्ञ देर ऑल्सो इट बिकम्स यज्ञ ओनली वेन इट इज सपोर्टेड बाय गिविंग अप ऑफ द माइंडनेस एज लॉन्ग एज द माइंडनेस इज देयर इट डजंट बिकम यज्ञ So he says, the deluded by these natures composed. So tamasic fellow goes into indulgences, tamasic fellow goes into acquisition, sattvic fellow goes into charity. But he is also craving to do charity. Are you with me? He is thinking that he is doing something. That doership needs to be overpowered. So he says, all this world does not know me. Why? Each one has lost himself in his or her own world. Isn't it? Everywhere you go, there is so much crowd. You go to gambling centers,
full, house full. You go to business houses, house full. You understand? You go to Balaji temple, house full. So Krishna is going to the thought. This doesn't mean that they become bhakta. Real bhakta will have to see through this challenge as well. And the challenge of sattva is the subtlest. And whenever you have subtle challenge, it becomes more difficult to cross over. Isn't it? Someone with whom you have no connection, when the flight meets with an accident, it's crashed, you hear the news, you feel sorry, but you don't have anybody there, right? You feel sad about it. You get over the emotion very fast. Someone whom you knew, it's totally difficult. If it's your own kid and kin,
you can't come to terms.
It's even more difficult, much more difficult. You probably can't get over with it. Isn't it? Even the thought, it's frightening. Right? So the subtlest is more difficult to cross over. Therefore, you have to be more careful as you subtlize your personality. Don't think only gross deludes you. Subtle can also delude you. In fact, in the Isavasya Upanishad, the Guru says, those who are lost in the world are in darkness. Those who are lost in spirituality, they are in blinding darkness. If one is glue, ordinary glue, other is super glue. You understand? If you touch it, your fingers get stuck. So in fact, you will cross over everything. You will detach yourself from family, business. But getting rid of your guru becomes very difficult for you. God stuck with some ashram, some guru, my guru. Understand? And that's it. You are stuck with guru. Real guru will tell you not to get stuck with him also. In the Vedanta related book, Swamiji has written this. He says, the role of Vedanta is to pull man, human being, out of his infatuations to personalities. And educate him on eternity. Role of Vedanta is to pull man out of his infatuation to personalities and educate him on eternity. Personality or shastra. Getting stuck to the words. Shakespeare says words, words, words. Hamlet is asked by Polonius in Hamlet, what readest thou, my lord? Polonius is asking. Hamlet says words. Words, words. So you are collecting words. So Krishna is saying, when you come so close to the ocean, instead of jumping into the ocean, you are at the shore of the ocean collecting what? Pebbles. Like children, you know. They go up to the ocean and they are collecting pebbles. While you could jump into the ocean and collect pearls. You don't understand that. You are losing that depth. You come so close. So therefore he is calling them as deluded. Meaning you are doing activity which are self-cancelling. So much effort, but very little you get. Then you could get so much with very little effort. When will it become effortless? When an action being effortless or with great effort has got nothing to do with what you do. It's to do with how you do. If you do an action with love, it becomes effortless. If you do an action with surrender, it becomes effortless. It's not the quantum that defines it. It's the quality that defines it. So Krishna says, deluded by these natures composed of the three gunas, all this world does not know me well. Everything is being carried by Paramatma only. You want to, out of ignorance, say that, oh, I will carry, I will do. They don't know me well. As what? As about them. About them means about the gunas. Above the three gunas. You got to be above sattva also. You have to move from tamas to rajas to sattva to trans-sattva. Don't get stuck there. Come up all the way and then you got stuck there. That's very dangerous. Remember the Isavasya Upanishad verse. Those who are stuck in spirituality, first you have to come to spirituality. Make sure that you don't get stuck there. You use the pole, in the pole warning game. You lift yourself, you come running with the pole, you pick it onto the ground, you lift yourself to a certain height, and then drop the pole and cross the bar. Without the pole, you cannot cross the bar. With the pole also, you cannot cross the bar. Even if you are Selgi Bumka, doesn't matter. You need to drop the pole. He says, all this world does not know me well. All this world means sages, people, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, people do not know me well. Why? They are all stuck at the surface. As above them, as above the gunas, and immutable. Immutable means what? Unchangeable. When all these changing things happen, underneath that, the truth remains changeless. Next verse. Daivi hesha gunamaye, daivi hesha gunamaye, mama maya duratyaya, mama maya duratyaya, mame vaye prapadyante, mame vaye prapadyante, maya me tam tarantide, maya me tam tarantide, daivi hesha gunamaye, mama maya duratyaya, mame vaye prapadyante, maya me tam tarantide. Verily, this divine illusion of mind made of gunas is difficult to cross over. Duratyaya, very difficult to cross over. This divine illusion, daivi esha gunamayi, mama maya, is my maya. Maya, this divine maya. Why this maya is divine? This maya is divine because the supporting factor of this maya is truth. That is divine. The supporting aspect of the illusion is truth. And that truth is divine. So there is this divine illusion of mind. It's a me who is appearing to be different. And you are lost in the appearance. You are lost in words. You are lost in the surface. Right? You see the glitter and you are lost in the glitter. You forget about the original. You are lost in, for example, in grammar rules, Sanskrit language. You can get lost in all these things, in appearance. Right? The manifestation. Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. It's very difficult to cross over. He also, when he doesn't say it's difficult, he also tells you how to cross over. If it is difficult, tell me how to cross over. So he says, those who seek me alone, mameva ye prapadyante. Prapatti also means surrendering. Those who seek me, seeking me means when you seek something, the proof that you really wanted is what? You are ready to give up anything for it. In other words, you should be ready to give your own life for it. No. There are ego to the, I want to keep. That means you are not really seeking it. Isn't it? You want the pearl, but you are not ready to jump into the water. I'll stay here on. I want it. How will you get it? If you want to experience the divinity, you got to be ready to die. River can never know the ocean. River can only become the ocean. Now the interesting thing is, if you die, then the question comes, if I die, who is going to do it? Then you lose yourself for the sake of God. World is included in God. But when you lose yourself in the world, God is not included in the world. He already said that in verse number 12. What did he say? Small is in the big. Big is not in the small. Keep on reminding yourself of this particular verse 12. So when you live in this world, the way to cross over this illusion, see, please understand, Paramatma, Maya, Prakriti, Jiva. You compare, the Prakriti is a smaller circle compared to Paramatma. But Jiva is a smaller circle compared to Prakriti. So if you try to fight with Prakriti, that I will take care, I will be able to do, my will be done, you will never cross over the illusion. Isn't it? You will be, I told you last week, I think we discussed this. When you are with the Guru, or when you are in the class, you say, oh, what happened? I'm not talking about my class. So the thing is, any class, when you are with Gita, Lord Krishna is taking you, you are sharing that larger picture. Temporary. When you are in that larger picture, sometimes you go to the Mahatma to say, I want to come and talk to you, I have a problem. Says, okay, come for the, you know, anyway, you are coming for the lecture. After the lecture, you ask your problem. I will give you some time. So in the class, he is talking about these things. And you are listening. And what is the problem you have gone with compared to that larger picture? Rubbish. I'm complaining that I don't have 5 paisa, 10 paisa. You know, like that it looks. In comparison to that view, this looks petty. So you then afterwards, the class is over, he says, okay, you wanted to talk to me. No, no, I have no problem. How is that problem got solved? He did not solve the problem. He simply raised your level. Please understand this. You go to that level, the problem is there. You come to the body level, it will be a problem. So this is the issue. When you have the Mahatmas, they pull you to their level. They influence you. Are you seeing? Now you need such companionship, that is called a satsang.
That is called a
satsang.
Satsang.
You see, satsang is not just there, Bhagavan's name is being taken. Bhagavan's name is taken in many places where they are all vibrating at a very lower frequency. He is going to talk about that in verse number 16. Some of them are there like that. Bhagavan's name is said, but inside is like, I want to say, everything Bhagavan's kripa, Bhagavan's kripa, Bhagavan's kripa. But what ultimately I want is, I want you to know that I am a great bhakta. But everything I do is I do it with so much of ego. If it is Bhagavan's kripa, in my action that ego should not be there. Whether I say Bhagavan's kripa or not, isn't it? So many times you see, you keep saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Too much of expression, but hardly there is any love. So, daily this divine illusion of mind, made of gunas, difficult to cross over. But you can cross over if you seek me. In other words, understand this, Paramatma is a bigger circle. Biggest circle compared to Prakriti. But Prakriti is a bigger circle compared to you. You are just a drop. You are just a drop. Understanding that, right, you dissolve your ego, identifying with Paramatma, then you have raised your level beyond Prakriti. Then Prakriti doesn't affect you. Otherwise, Prakriti pulls you. So to be able to deal with Garuda, you have to get on Shiva's neck, get around Shiva's neck. When the snake is around Shiva's neck, Garuda cannot do anything to you. So that's what Krishna is saying here. You have to surrender. Surrender means that bhav. That thy will be done, not my will be done. See, if you remember from the first chapter till sixth chapter, we said Lord Krishna is talking about tvam. Tattvamasi is what is being explained. The tvam aspect is explained from from chapter 1 to chapter 6. Tat is now being explained. In other words, jiva prayatnam was given importance in the first 6 chapters. The individual effort. But while doing the effort, you should not get that ego that I will do, I will take care. You must understand that you are able to do this only with the grace of the Lord. Are you seeing? So now from chapter 7 till chapter 12, that Ishwara Anugraha is being available. So when you have that Ishwara Anugraha attitude within you, while you exert what you have to do, then that effort becomes effortless.
Suppose like the Thanksgiving, today suppose to be Thanksgiving and everyone prays to the God for thanking them for whatever they have done. So that's what exactly what we are talking about.
After killing the pilgrim, what's that here?
That's the real prayer. In real prayer, there is no seeking. Why?
The very seeker is dissolved in the truth. But keeping the seeker alive, you seek something from Bhagavan. Would you call that real seeking? He's going to talk about that in verse 16. So here he says, if you want to cross over the illusion, what is he calling as illusion? This world. How do you say this is illusion? Reality is defined as that which existed in the past, exists in the present, and continues to exist in the future. That which existed in the past, exists now, and continues to exist in the future. That's what you call it?
Yes.
Real. Now you subject every experience of yours to it. This definition. Then you will know whether it is real or not. Right? The experience that you go through in the waking state, you say that this is real. Who is saying? The waker. Mukta is a waker. Madhusri is a
sleeper.
The moment you know that you are asleep, you are not asleep. He is not there. He only speaks in yogic language. So, when you are in the waking state as a waker, you say the waking experiences are real. After a while, when you go to sleep and you are in dream state, all this doesn't exist.
Guruji, I think it also comes from a matter of fear. When you look at what your needs are, I need. And then you don't get it, like, I think actually need it. You know, we all define our reality by our needs. I want this, or I need this, and this is essential in my life. But when you sit and think about it, you don't actually need most of what that we're running after. And then when you don't get it, sometimes it's nice because you didn't actually need or want it. And it's perfectly fine without it in a happier way, you know. And I think a lot of the needs come out of fear. I think a lot of stuff is in my life. A lot of stuff happens that, ye nahi hoga to ye ho jayega, ye nahi hoga to ye ho jayega.
I'm not talking about material things, you know.
Like a lot of things are based on fear, which is a really sad way to live, you know.
About like, the famous Nastya, that was about being independent. The Nast class term was I have
to come back to this.
Sorry.
We are trying to explain this reality portion and illusion portion. When you are a baker, you say the waking state as real.
Yes.
In the book dream, the dream experiences are real to the dreamer.
Dreamer.
Right? Dreamer has no connection to the baker's experience. There the dreamer is only asserting on the dream state experiences. When you go to deep sleep, both the dream and the waking state has dissolved. You are experiencing nothing. You are rejecting both. What? The dream and the deep sleep. Now, can you say the waking state is real? If it was real, it should exist always. But it's not existing while you are in dream. Can you call it unreal? You cannot call it unreal. Why? Because it's existing now. Horns of a man. Is it, or horns of a monkey, is it real?
No.
Unreal, because it never exists. Are you with me? But the same way, you can't say this is unreal, because now when you are a waker, the waking experiences do exist. So you cannot call it unreal either. Can you call it partly unreal, partly real? Can unreality and reality coexist? Cannot. So you cannot call it real, you cannot call it unreal, you cannot call it partly real, unreal. Then what is it? It's called Maya. Ya, Masa, Maya. That which appears. But if you probe, look into it deeply, you understand that it is unreal. That's what you are saying. It appears that it is need for me today. But if I probe and I go deep, then I understand that there is no need. You understand? That's what you are trying to say. So anything, you got to, if you want to cross over this illusion, you must not accept that as illusion. Now, the scriptures are saying it's illusion. Guru is telling you this is illusion. It's even more dangerous. Because what if you accept it blindly? Acha, Guru has told it's illusion. But you have not experienced it as illusion.
You still have a doubt.
You go about talking, it's illusion, it's illusion, it's illusion. But deep inside, Shraddha nahi. Kidare Shraddha? In the world only. Are you with me? In your tongue, the tongues are rolling, chanting God's name. But you have not really left everything in God. What is important is to get to that depth, not in just your tongue rolling. Isn't it? So he says, go every experience, see it. Don't come to conclusion it's illusion. Don't come to conclusion it's real. Are you with me? The worldly people, without really probing, are running up the world as though it is real. Even this suggestion that this could be unreal, pagalogi. Could it be unreal? You know, just let us think about God, man, he's gone mad. Immediately this. They are totally, thoroughly convinced that it is real. Real me. The other set is they have bookish knowledge. The word Maya, Nitya, Satya Nahi, you understand? Then they are going on repeating, Satya Nahi. But inside what they want? Senses going up or senses going down? Senses going up, jumping. Going down, miserable. But Satya, Nitya, going on talking like this. You understand? So what you have to do is, you must face one of the best, not best, the only way to overcome your fear is to face it. Right? Whether it is child or youth, you got to slowly expose the child to one, face the fears. My child is afraid of something. Therefore what? I'll burn, show the child that thing. The fear keeps on hunting. But that has been immediately, he exposed very carefully, slowly. Then child sees it. Nothing. no fear. That's it. Come. Really, the way to overcome fear is to
face. So he says, if you can cross over the Maya, how? By seeking me, seeking the truth. By identifying with me. By identifying with me means you don't run after the Maya as though it is real. You stand and watch the Maya. I told you,
you want to find out if X is, Mr. X is in this house.
Right? What do you have to do?
Look for him
in each and every corner of the room. Don't say, this room is a bad room. This is bathroom, so I will not enter. You understand? This is puja room, so I will not enter there. I said, yes. You understand? Each and every room. You look. You don't just go inside and come out. Each and every room you look.
I'm not using the word search.
Purposely using the word look. Because it conveys something. You understand? When you look for it, then you know, you can thoroughly say, he is not in the room, lock the room. Next, not here. Not here. You understand? So then you will say, this world is Maya. Because you looked for in everything. I will say, these are bad things. I will not see the bad things. You will never understand divinity. You will never understand the limitations of the world. This is where the problem is. So he said, look, seeking me. I have come here to seek the truth. Why can't the truth be here? If it's here, I'll see. If it's not here. If the moment the world drops by itself, the divinity reveals itself. Please understand the depth that he's trying to say. Then unnecessary things are gone. You become extremely calm, composed, in an absolute quietude, divinity reveals itself. So you will cross over the Maya only by seeking me. Those who seek me. Those who seek me does not mean those who are attending class. You understand? Those who are going to mandir. All those who are not going to mandir will be finished, doomed. Those who are not celebrating Janmashtami Katam. You understand? It's not like that. That's not what he's saying. Those who seek me means this. Are you interested in the truth? You surrender and function. When you with absolute surrender, when you identify with the divinity, then the Maya you can overcome. Otherwise, the power of Maya, if you say any habits, that's why they say, if you have the ego that I can overcome it whenever I want, I have no addiction, you will never overcome it. Alcoholic Anonymous, one of the most important thing is acceptance. Talk about serenity prayer. I don't know this because I was alcoholic once upon a time. I'm not saying because I was alcoholic once upon a time. This is what I'm told. Acceptance. If you add ego, I can give up cigarette whenever you want. I want. You can never overcome it. The moment you accept, you start looking at it. The moment you start looking at it, it will leave you. This is the secret behind that confession in Christianity. You started accepting. You understand? You started accepting. The moment you accept, you are seeing it. You are entangled by this. So I am seeing myself different from it. But the moment I am separating myself from it, slowly it leaves me. Please understand this depth confession. It's not that I confessed about this murder, now I'm free to murder somebody else. You understand? That is another kind of nonsense that probably goes on. But what the real truth in confession is, the secret. That is saying, seeking me. You understand? Any addiction, the moment I accept that I am what?
Addicted.
Helplessly caught in this situation, then I am seeking help. I am seeing it. Otherwise, you are, I will have to do it. I can do it. Krishna says, Atta, you can do it. You will never come. I surrender to you. Now it becomes Krishna's obligation. Krishna means the totality. You understand? It's no more effort for you. It's effortless. Slowly you load. It's the same thing. Any addiction, any habit. The moment you, then you become a little more conscious. Thoda sa consciousness. Okay. With that awareness will slowly take you out. What is important is not, you know, supposing, otherwise, what is happening is, you left silver coin but got stuck with gold coins. That is not getting rid of habit. It's like, I've given up smoking because I have desire for health. It's one superior desire overcoming another desire, but you are stuck with some other desire. You got rid of a spouse and stuck to a guru. That's it. Ashram Surugati. You understand? Ashram is also samsara. If you look at it that way. So therefore he said, those who seek me alone cross over me. Those who seek me means what?
Look for me.
Total acceptance that I am. I means here Madhushri, Shivani, Lakshmi Narayana. I understand that I am just a drop in the ocean. This I cannot do everything. I is only part of the total. This surface I. This surface I is only part of the total. So that is why he already said in the second chapter. Anashrita karma, what is that word? Bina phal kaam karo. Right? Verse 47, chapter 2. He said, Karmani eva adhikara maapaleshu kadachatu. Because you are just a drop. What the drop can do, the drop should do. The result will depend upon the so many other factors. So the drop understanding that it is part of the ocean and doing what it has to do, surrendering in the total, functioning as an ambassador, then you are getting ready for a great divine suicide. This is different from the suicide that you know. In fact, you cannot call it suicide. I don't know what to call it. It's, you are dissolving the ego. Die will be done. That requires, see, the normal suicide that is there in the world, that is weakness. This is strength. Where you are preparing to accept any result, that requires strength. Jo bhi hoga, I will accept it as prasad. You don't go to mandir asking for what is prasad today. Is it sweet pungal or Indi rai? If it is Indi rai, I am not coming. When you have sweet pungal, let me know. I hope you don't say that. Right? You go, whatever apple you put out over, they give. You close your eyes, you take it and put it in your mouth. That is what it signifies. You have put yourself to such strength. You have to put yourself so consciously in a vulnerable condition. It's a conscious vulnerability. It's not an unconscious vulnerability that he's talking about. Like the flower in the garden. It is so vulnerable. Isn't it? Hot sun can take it away. Powerful wind can take it away. Or somebody going that side, this side, simply plucks it without even aware. You understand? Looking at his beloved, he goes on plucking flowers from the tree. You understand? So, but the flower is so vulnerable. It is left itself to the nature. But what kind of life we live? We want to secure. You're becoming more and more plastic flowers. A plastic flower may survive even after your death. Beyond the death of three generations also maybe. But it is still plastic flower. So our lives are so plastic that way. Because we have not brought ourselves to that conscious vulnerability. That is called this prapatti that he is talking about. Bringing yourself to that acceptance. What, oh God, give me the strength to do what I should do. Give me the courage to accept what is given. That you need. That is seeking. That is prapatti that he is talking about. The word seeking here means so deep. Prapatti. Prapatti means you bring yourself to that conscious vulnerability. God, you understand, God has just spoke in the wheel of life. As a spoke, what is to be done through me, I don't know. Okay. Today, the day has dawned. Got another opportunity to serve. I don't know what will come of it in the end. Evening, I may get meal to eat, I may not get a meal to eat. But another day has dawned for me to be a spoke, whatever my role, keep on exhibiting my role. If it happens to be taking care of temple land, so be it. If it happens to be sitting on the throne and ruling the kingdom, so be it. Really? If it happens to be a gatekeeper, so be it. If it happens to be a king sitting on the throne, so be it. That kind of a surrender. And accepting, today I did, whatever comes I accept. It may be tremendous profit, it may be no loss, no profit, it may be loss. That is called prapatti, that is called seeking. Acceptance, bringing yourself to this stage where you function as an ambassador of divinity. The drop dissolving itself in the ocean. The strength that drop gets is from the ocean. Animals, Jai Krishnamurti says, are unconsciously perfect. Human beings are consciously imperfect. You see, stray dogs on the roads, you see, not extremely well fed. Some of them maybe not. But they are living their life, no bank balance, no pension scheme, provident fund, nothing. You understand? You must be able to live like that consciously. From where it will get its next meal? Believe me. That is also part of nature. You are also part of nature.
But, excuse me. That is why the human beings are different.
But your own function.
So we are not going to go.
That is precisely why you need to answer why you are unnecessarily perturbed about your next meal when you have higher intellect.
Because we have the intelligence.
No, you do not have the intelligence. Therefore, if you have the real intelligence, you understand that as a drop, you have to do what you have to do. Right? You will do it. And as per the karma, the results will come. But sitting and unnecessarily being perturbed is not really having that intelligence. In fact, it appears as intelligence. I gave you that story of a man who shared that story with me in Ananda's Park, if you remember. He had come to Himalayas, he was 19 years old for the first time. He was around, I think, 79 or something like that when he met me. About 60 years, 50 years before he had come to Himalayas first time, I believe. Big businessman, obviously. So he was sharing, he said, first time when I had come, I was sitting on the banks of Ganges. Suddenly one sannyasi came after some time. He said, I'm hungry. Can I have something to eat? He didn't have anything to give him to eat, so he gave him some money. 5 rupees or something. And the big money was there for a meal. So he went, had meal. He was just sitting there. This man went, had meal. He came back and gave him back some 4 rupees. He said, no, you wanted for me, I've given anything for you only, you know, don't want. Whatever I needed, I got in 1 rupee, sir. you give back the 4 rupees. He said, no, no. Lunch, dinner, you can keep it, you know. God sent you for my hunger now. When I am hungry, He may send somebody. If He sends somebody, I will ask. If He doesn't send, that also I will accept, because that is also Bhagavan Kripa. He wants me to go to hunger. Then you are in prapati. That's what that sannyasi is supposed to have said. Otherwise, sannyasi should not have bank account. Not even Pinami. Understand? In other words, that sort of, please understand the spirit what I am talking about. I am not saying close all your bank accounts and give it to an ashram or give it to the country. I am not saying that. That spirit, you understand, the bhav, the drop dissolving itself in the total. And now you are part of the total. See, when a union leader walks into the managing director's room, he's been asking for a rain boot for all the laborers. Rainy season is about to come. For so many days he's been asking, what's happening? Why you have not done that? Don't we deserve that? He's talking to a labor leader. He's talking to managing director who is probably managing director of some 25 factories. He is just a labor leader for that particular small factory. He is going up to his room and talking with such courage. Why? From where that courage is coming? He is dissolved himself in the total. Believe me, he is not asking anything for himself. Next day the same fellow goes to the same managing director's cabin. Why? My son is doing this. Can you please give him a job? I don't have time now. Ask him to come tomorrow. He'll go tomorrow. Definitely tomorrow. Why? Because he's asking for something for himself. So when you identify with that total, you will overcome that fear. Insecurity is gone. Awareness of the insignificance and appreciation of the unknown benevolence. You understand? When they come together, you are in such a beautiful property. It's like letting go in zoning pool. You will float. Just normal dream. Just let go. Just little bit of shaking of your hands and feet. But I fear, I want to do something. Go down. You'll be going down. That is the prapatti that is talking about. So if you want to cross over this divine illusion, bring yourself to such courage. Face it, don't run away. This is what Krishna is telling Arjuna, because Arjuna wanted to run away. All of us are trying to run away. We are cowards. You understand? Krishna says, face it, man. When you face it, understand that you are part of the total. Bring up that courage. You face it, then it's like God, it was just a prank. Just a prank. The nature was doing with me. Just a prank. If you want to understand that it is prank, you know, always, I remember that story once I've said also. Vivekananda, once when he was working on the banks of Ganges in Banaras, Varanasi, a few monkeys were there, you know, and he was so scared of them, he was running and they were chasing him. Now that Swami was coming the opposite direction. He says, why are you running back? The monkeys are frightening me, so I'm running. He said, just stop, turn around, look at them, stare at them. And he said, okay, he turned around, stared at them. The monkeys ran. You want to overcome the Maya, you got to stare at it. And for you to gain strength to stare at it, take the strength from divinity. Seek me. If there was a power which took care of your meals when you were in your mother's womb. Mukta?
Yes.
When you were in mother's womb, forget about stray dog. When you were in mother's womb, who took care of your food?
The divinity.
Nakshikshita says there is a divinity that shapes our end. There is a divinity that shapes our end. You must be able to see that hand of divinity. We don't mean a personal God. You understand? Don't take it in that spirit. So when you understand that, who took care of my personality, my self when I was in mother's womb? How did this whole thing happen? Now I'm grown up and I'm like thinking that what will happen to me, what will happen to my future, ye kya hoga, wo kya hoga, unnecessarily worried, anxious, right? So that is functioning. Nature knows what is best. As a drop, that could be done with that acceptance and appreciating the contribution of everybody. If you work like this in an organization, you appreciate the contribution of each and every person. You will not slight anybody's contribution, including the person who opens the door for you and salutes. You understand? We are all able to sleep peacefully because such people are guarding us. And what will happen? Isn't it? That appreciation. The moment you see that way, then nothing will frighten you. You have developed courage to stare at death. Death can only scare you as long as you never prepared yourself to face it. The moment you are ready to face death, then death will not scare you anymore. When you identify with something higher, you go beyond death. Swami Vivekananda gives this story. A lady had to go to her village, passing through a forest, and passing through the same forest she had to go to work for her somewhere. So from her village to go to work, she had to pass through a forest. So she had to come back quickly before it becomes dark, otherwise the wild animals will come out. So every day she used to be so scared, she used to run and come, One day she could not leave her children, child especially at home. So she carried her to work, and while coming back, it started becoming little dark. And that day she saw a lion coming. The story that Swami Vivekananda gives. Usually she used to run away even before the lion came. The day actual Simha has come, lion has come. Now she is gone beyond her death. She is thinking about saving her child. Right? So she was trying to save her child by giving herself into the lion's mouth. From where did that courage come? You rise. So seek that higher. Seeing the higher means in life, don't work for petty, selfish survival. Work for something higher. And when you work for something higher, you are seeking the divinity. When you work like that, you will see that Maya slowly leaving its grip on you. When Maya leaves its grip on you, divinity establishes itself. Next verse.
नमाम दुष्कृतिनो मूढ़ाः प्रपद्यन्ते नरागमाः मायायापहृतज्ञानाः आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः नमाम दुष्कृतिनो मूढ़ाः प्रपद्यन्ते नरागमाः The evil doers. Tushkritinaha. The evil doers. Moodaha. Deluded people. The lowest of men. Naradamaha. The lowest of men. Do not seek me. They do not seek me. They do not seek me means what do they seek?
The world.
The world. When you say they seek the world, what is that?
Maya.
They are trying to protect the small I. Their whole effort is in trying to protect the small I. They whose wisdom is destroyed by illusion, what they see has overpowered them. The surface, the manifestation, the superimposition has overpowered them. They are overpowered by the words, the perception, appearance. They follow the way of the demons. Nama duskruti mukta. These people do not worship me. They do not work for hire. They only work for protecting their little I. They don't understand the law. Real protection is in working for the higher. Verse number 40, chapter 6. What did it say? We, I think, spent one full class on it. Nahi kalyanakrit kaschit durgatin tata gacchati. Remember that? One who does good action doesn't come to suffer. Nahi kalyanakrit kaschit. Kalyanakrit, not duskrit. Duskrit means selfish action. Kalyanakrit means that which is good for everyone. The actions are not done. Swelling actions, growth actions. You must be able to differentiate between swelling and growth. Are we really growing or are we really swelling? Just because more and more units have started doesn't mean it's growth. Many airlines, one side they announced what? They're buying the new fleet of aircraft. Within few months closed down. Was it growth? Or was it swelling?
Swelling.
Think about it. You need to spend some time on it. Reflect on it. What is swelling? What is growth? More and more restaurants if you open doesn't mean it is growth per se. Right? When you grow, maybe more and more restaurants may come out. But just because more and more restaurants have come up, doesn't mean it is growth. Swelling. So namam duskrutiro mudaha, mudaha people think swelling as growth. Right? So therefore their attention is in what? Acquisition, 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 acquisition. Swelling. So what are they trying to do? They think the small I can get real protection by acquiring. The small I will get protection when it understands that it is part of the ocean and it gains the, it removes the notion that it is small I and gains the real identity of the ocean. That is where the real strength can come. You cannot become strong by more and more acquisition. In fact, fear only will come. Is it? Because you know everybody is around you because of what you have and not because of what you are. And that can only give you a false sense of security. Not the real sense. To protect yourself, you will have one security. And you don't know that that very same security will finish you. So this is how the small eye functions. That's what he's saying. That's why he calls them as mudaha, mudajanaha. Mudajanaha means what? Foolishly, they are thinking that adding finite to finite will give them insecurity, will give them off insecurity. No way. You need to understand the real identity of the small eye. When you understand the real identity of small eye, You know, when you do this Shraddha ceremony, when you have lost your father or mother, when you do Shraddha, the priest will ask you for your gotra. Right? Supposing you forgot, you don't know what your gotra is. You know what the priest will say? If you are a believer of Shiva, you say Shiva gotra. If you are a believer of Krishna, you say Vaishnava gotra. Our culture says we all belong to only one family. What is that? Vasudeva Kutumba. You understand? All the drops belong to the same ocean. All drops belong to that same ocean. When you really understand our culture, you can be poor, you can be rich. You can be in a, you know, different caste which probably in the society which is so corrupt, looked down upon. But inside you will feel the self-esteem. Because you understand that you are part of the same Vasudeva Kutumba. So that's what he is saying here. The evil doers, meaning those who do activities to protect their ego. They, why do they do it? Why does anybody function like that? Thinking that they are really protecting them. Actually they are becoming more and more vulnerable. Really wise person externally becomes vulnerable, but internally extremely protected.
That's why,
because as long as you have the small eye, you need that to compensate. Make up is a beautiful word in English. You make up for what you lack. You lack beauty, so you carry makeup all the time. You got to keep on making up. You understand? If you have beauty, you don't have to carry the makeup every time with you. You don't have to make up. You only make up for what you lack. Right?
Makeup.
So that's what he says here. You think you are actually wise, but actually you are
foolish.
You are internally so vulnerable, externally appear to be strong. Whereas he externally looks so vulnerable, but internally very strong. Your inside immunity is zero. Huh? Externally you are drinking all sorts of purified hot water. Purified mineral hot water. You understand? I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But on the contrary, inside there is no immunity. Always the scripture is telling, always Krishna is telling, strengthen your roots. You don't do that. So duskriti, Mudajana does that duskriti. What is that they are doing? They are not doing anything to strengthen themselves inside. They go about swelling outside. Why people, what do they do? I don't know in this class or some other class in that WhatsApp, somebody sent to me this message, Buddha's message. Says, the trouble is that we think we have time. Very simple quotation, Buddha said. The trouble is, we think we have time. You thought about it when you were 10 or so. You thought like that when you were 15. You were thinking about it when you were 19. This can wait. Right? So, what are you doing? Acquiring, 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 acquiring. Thinking that acquisition will protect the I. So, Mooda Janaha. The lowest of men, meaning one who cannot, lowest of men meaning he has the capacity to think, yet he behaves worse than animal. He has the potential to be consciously perfect, right? But he is consciously imperfect. Lowest of men, do not seek me. They do not function the way they should function, which we discussed for verse number 14. They don't seek me. They are not interested in us. Don't waste your time in all these things. External opportunity is there. Grab, 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 grab. According to scriptures, he is the greatest giver. You know why? One who is going on acquiring, acquiring, acquiring. He will sacrifice his sleep and acquire. You understand? Because by the time he sleeps a little bit, he will not be able to acquire. Other people may acquire. So he must acquire more. So he will even sacrifice his sleep and acquire. Isn't it? So scriptures call him as him or her as the greatest giver. You know why?
Because when he dies, that much more he is believing.
Totally he is giving to the whosoever
is the next
fight and take it after he dies. Or thief. Swindlers. You understand? He never enjoyed his life at all. He never experienced life. He just passed by. He was a passerby. He never lived.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you.